Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
The kiss of peace is distributed. The gifts of bread and wine were placed on the altar table, and the priest proclaimed that Christ is in our midst. The deacon brought the message of hope down to the congregation, and one member to the next passed it along. The holy greeting of Christ's revelation. Yesterday in the Lenten journey, we came face to face with that greeting. Today, on this journey, we find the continuation of the celebration in the expressions of joy. The deacons now make a pronouncement that unfortunately is sometimes excluded from the liturgy. I say unfortunately because there is a deep theological expression herein. In Armenian, the words Vor Kavadov Gai Kantiman is a direction for us to stand with faith before the royal table and behold that Christ the King is seated and surrounded by supernal hosts. The response to this direction is a request of God that demonstrates our understanding of God as love. We request of God not to remember our sins, but in His compassion to forgive us. This is a very deep and profound understanding of our relationship with God. We fall on the compassion of God for our salvation. In a story offered to us by Christ, He points to two men praying in the temple, one who is a respected religious type, who thanks God that he is not like others who sin and fall, while the other, who is not very respected, cannot even lift up his glance to God, but asks for God's mercy. Christ tells us it is in that humility and humble gesture of asking for God's mercy that we are justified. At this moment in the Divine Liturgy, we proclaim that we fall short of the mark of perfection and can only appeal to God's mercy. The deacons continue, Ahiv Gatsuk Yerguriv Gatsuk, asking that we stand in awe, because the spotless Lamb of God is offered in sacrifice. In unison we respond, mercy and peace. Acknowledging that this liturgy is a sacrifice of praise. Think of those words, mercy, peace, and praise, all coming together. The priest offers an acknowledgement of praise to which the deacons poetically say, Asturunz, Asturunz, the doors, as a metaphor for us to lift up our minds and our hearts. In fact, the only ones who can open the doors for God's beauty are us. We can either open and accept or close and reject the love that God shares with us. Remember that this is a continuation of the celebration we proclaimed during the kiss of peace. Christos imech med haidnetzav. Christ is revealed among us is a proclamation which does not end with some words or gestures, but continues as the guiding force of our life. Today's meditation is one about the importance of faith throughout our lives. Many times we compartmentalize our faith, that His church is a building in which we find holiness and solemnity. Outside of the church, there is what we mislabel as the real world. And the two shall not meet. This portion of the Divine Liturgy emphasizes that the two must meet for the sake of our survival. Christ's redeeming act of sacrifice, His revelation, comes into our lives as a means by which the rest of our life can find meaning. Here let us contemplate the beauty of God's action. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son so that we may live, so that we may have life and have it abundantly. Are these merely words? Are these quaint sayings that exist on the pages of a leather-bound, gold-leafed book we call the Bible? Or are they answers to the meaning of life? Are they the words that we bring alive through our actions of love and compassion? Certainly, we find these words as the prelude in the dog-eared, well-thumbed, broken-bound book that we call life. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.